You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well today with CardinalGuide.com as our sponsor and, of course, our certified financial planner, Hans Scheil. But today's show, as I constantly crack myself up on this title, this is an interesting title. It's a bit long. If ignorance is bliss for you, don't listen to this show. And I would have said, Hans, that, you know, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when it came to what would happen, with the long-term care situation with my father, that ignorance was bliss because I had no idea what was coming. And now when I look back at it, and my father's passing here a couple of weeks ago, that really it leads me in this position of 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and worse than an infidel. In other words, I'm no longer ignorant of what is going on in today's world with Medicare and long-term care and what happens in these points in your life. And so it kind of gives me a responsibility to share the story and that other people wouldn't find themselves in that position and not have a plan.
Yeah, and it's a matter of preparing for the inevitable, even if it's a short period of time, such as you went through with your father. I understand it was about 9 months.
Right.
And incidentally, Robbie's father passed away a couple of weeks ago, and we want to express, you know, on behalf of the listeners, our condolences and our prayers for you and your family. And I know that this has been a real difficult time, and you really didn't want it to be over with, but it is, at least this phase of it's over with. But it's the experiences that you went through that are going to be helpful to some of our listeners.
Yeah, I really am grateful that God's given me this story to share. And of course, having you with me through the process was a real gift to know how to navigate some of these waters and to see, you know, how Finishing Well is such a perfect title for this show. You know, we thought of it, you know, a year or so ago. I had no idea, but man, I mean, we are at some point in time going to finish. And finishing well, it takes some planning.
Well, sure. And so, today, in case you haven't noticed, we're talking about long-term care again today. So that's 2 weeks in a row. We're getting out of our normal order here, but also because of the situation that Robbie's been through. But I just went to a conference in Chicago, and I took four of my very young advisors, which they're all young, most of them under 30, and I took them to Chicago to this conference specifically so they could take this course called the CLTC, Certification for Long-Term Care, just giving Robbie one of their pens so he can remember who they are. And this industry conference that I went to, and I won't bore you with a lot of the details, but I felt this real need to be looking and learning something, even though I've been doing this 42 years, and I took the CLTC 25 years ago. I retook the class, and I have these four folks that I'm mentoring, leading, bringing into the business, and it was really necessary for me to learn something and get something out of the course. And so I was on extra special care, not to be cynical about, oh, I've heard all this before. And I walked away pleasantly surprised. It had to be the work of God that it just, I heard some of the same words came to me in a different way. And it really impacted how I'm going to talk about long-term care. And so I felt the need in setting up today's show to talk about it right away, as opposed to 7 weeks from now when long-term care would come up again. So we've got the experiences, and I want to talk to you about what I learned and how I'm going to talk differently about this. And we have Robbie's experience that he just went through that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, one huge, gigantic fact that one of those ignorance is bliss things that now you won't have anymore is that Medicare does not pay for long-term care. They just simply do not. And so coming to grips with that fact, that you may find yourself in that situation, you know, it changes a whole lot of things, but it also changes, from my standpoint, what your options are when you find yourself in this position. And the other thing that I was so critical to understand, my father actually passed away at home, which was really important to him. And I can assure you, having spent a lot of time with him in many hospitals and different rehab places over the last, 9 months, that's how I want to go. I mean, I would rather be at home around people who loved me, who really, really cared for me. And what I experienced in my father's care was the people that would come into your home to help him just cared a whole lot more and seemed sure to take the time necessary with him compared to the people either in a hospital or a rehab
center. Well, and you were more set up to receive that care as well and to receive their warmth because you were in your own home and your father was in his own home. You were in a setting which is just desirable.
Yeah, and I don't know how many times he said, my father didn't mince words, I can assure you. These people won't let me sleep. How can I get better if they don't let me sleep? You know, but think about it. If you've ever been in a hospital, you know, they're in there every 2 hours. And they, they're talking in the halls and all that stuff really, really bothered him. And so the ability to have any kind of comfort in his last days, so much dependent on being able to be at home, which is, part of the plan of, I don't know if you thought about it, but these are things that we all face, right, Hans?
Well, they are. And, Robbie has talked about this a lot, that I just showed up here a little over a year ago, really wanting to convince the station to create this show and put it on the air. And then Robbie, from his perspective, is this is God sending me in to have a talking to with him about what he needed to do to prepare for your father's thing. That's awesome.
What
I came away from this conference with is really I kind of got a talking to me because I really let it in from the founder of the CLTC, who I've known for years. And
that's certified long-term care with CLTC.
The certification for long-term care. It's a professional designation, 2-day course, and they know their stuff. I mean, they're specialists in that, and they raise the professional level of all this stuff. So Harley is talking. He's already sold the company. He's in his 70s. And what he really got across to me, and I'm just going to read this stuff, is he had 5 bullet points of the consequences to family caregivers, is that providing care yourself impacts the emotional and physical well-being of the caregivers. So that people, when you're delivering the actual care, lifting them up, taking them to the bathroom, changing them, doing all those type of things, it's going to impact your emotional and physical well-being, yours, Robbie's. Providing care to chronically ill individuals makes healthy caregivers chronically ill, especially in spousal situations where one person who's up in their 70s and 80s is taking care for a long time of another person of the same age, their spouse. You can end up with 2 chronically ill people where you just had one beforehand. It also talks about extended care compels a child or children to place aside their lives. And that's really what happened to you and Tammy.
And I'm, thankful really that I could help my dad. But for the last 9 months, no. I mean, our lives did get set aside, completely. With a new focus and something that, we couldn't avoid.
But imagine if you weren't here.
Yeah.
Okay? Then because your siblings just weren't, in a position to, or they weren't willing to set aside any part of their life. So it creates ill feelings between those siblings that can help and those that do not.
And I can assure you, you know, and if even if it isn't ill feelings, it's certainly very, very awkward.
It's awkward and stressful, and it goes on forever.
Right.
You know, or maybe not forever, for a lifetime. Let's just say that. Hopefully people will be over this after they die when go to heaven. Extended care does not bring families together, and many times it tears them apart. So Harley goes over these five things.
I don't want to just let that last one drop because I experienced that. You know, unfortunately, you know, it makes me want to cry. But, you know, I have five siblings, you know, two stepsisters and, you know, three brothers. I mean, one brother and two other sisters. And only my little brother and only once after my father got sick did they come visit. But they all came to the funeral, which just broke my heart. Not that I was judging him in any way, shape, or form. I just thought, man, how cool would it have been if we'd had this dinner with Dad 6 weeks ago rather than all of us coming to his funeral and being here to say goodbye. He's not here. You know, fortunately for him, you know, he was in heaven. But you see the consequence that as a father now, I realize that, wow, when I get sick, some of my kids are not going to want to come. Because it makes them uncomfortable to be around sick people. I've always been the kind of person that goes into nursing homes and does all that kind of stuff. But I know that everybody isn't that way, Hans.
They're not. And so we can't, with a plan for long-term care, we can't necessarily make these things go away. But we certainly, with a well-thought-out plan 20 years in advance, and then it's updated, and with the changing times, and we're having the discussion, we can certainly mitigate a bunch of this stuff.
Right. So right now you're listening, and you're thinking, man, I got to go into the store. What am I going to do? I'm going to hear the rest of it. Well, the good news is, if you have a smartphone, especially an Apple iPhone, you can just say, Siri, play the Finishing Well podcast, and you'll be shocked. It'll come right up, on, and you can play it
on
iTunes.
You just did it for me. It's so unbelievable. You can just listen. Talk to your phone, say, play Finishing Well podcast, and boy, that was last Saturday's.
Or maybe you have Alexa in your home, and you can just say, play Finishing Well podcast, and boom, it'll play the rest of this show, or you can go back and listen to past shows. We want to tell you about that. We also want to tell you, if you go to cardinalguide.com, it's cardinalguide.com. There you're going to find the seven worries tab. And if you click on right today's long-term care, you could be able to download the whole book and the subjects that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. So you want to make sure and take advantage of that resource. Or if you want the whole book, you know, just email Hans there at cardinalguide.com. Tell him you'd like to have the book. Again, if you're wondering, I'm Robbie Dillmore, helping out my good friend and certified financial planner, Hans Scheil, with today's show. And so we'll be back in just a minute to cover the rest of, you know, if ignorance is bliss, you don't want to listen to all this, believe me. You're going. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Well, welcome back to Finishing Well. Today's show, we're warning you, if ignorance is bliss, you may not want to listen to all this. But, you know, that kind of, you know, for me, it would have been ignorance is bliss. But now that I know that what I know about long-term care, I can't help but look at 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he denied the faith and worse than an infidel. I mean, they were pretty clear that it's our responsibility. And actually, you know, part of my dad's passing is I'm now the patriarch of, you know, of my family. And so it falls on me to figure out, okay, what is the plan, Robbie? Because, you know, I really don't want to put my kids in the situation that my siblings and I were in. But, of course, my dad had no idea. But you're listening to the show, so you're you can't say you had no idea now because you're getting information of what this looks like, which really speaks to what you learned at the conference.
Well, yeah, and so what I'm hearing is the risks of needing long-term care, or the risk is not really what motivates people to put together a plan. So I'm talking to a 65-year-old couple, and we spent a lot of time discussing, you know, is this going to happen to me? Has it happened in my family? And we throw all kinds of statistics at them, and 70% and two-thirds of the people before 90. And so when we throw all these, so we're getting clear, like, this might happen to you. But the reality is, for you personally as a listener out there, your chances of this happening, it's only two things. It's either 0%, it's not going to happen to you, or 100%, it happens to you. I mean, it's just, and to spend a lot of time on that isn't really going to help either one of us. And I think I've probably done too much of that. If you read any articles about this topic, the first two paragraphs are just all around statistics of how this might happen to you. And let's just, it could happen to you. I mean, then the next thing that he talked about is client-based stuff, is that we're going to walk you through, you can lose your independence, you can be a burden to your family, you'll not have choice of where you get the care. All of these things happened to your dad, but talking about him 20 years ago really didn't motivate him to do anything. And then you could lose your assets paying for all this care if you don't have insurance. This isn't really what influences people to make a decision to get a plan together. And then, of course, the third category was product-driven, as we can tell you how wonderful this insurance policy is, how it's going to allow you to maintain your independence. You won't be a burden to your family because there'll be professionals taking care of them. You can choose where and how the care is delivered like your dad did, and you can also, you're going to protect your assets. And again, he just went over these three things. They don't really, and I'd have to affirm that. I've been doing this, the long-term care piece of it, for over 30 years, and I just don't see people saying, oh yeah, well, now that you told me that, I think I'm going to sign up for one of these things. What he moved on to is those consequences I mentioned before the break, is the fact that your family is going to suffer severe consequences if you don't have a plan in place. And your dad did actually have a plan in place. I mean, you listened to me and you went and talked to him and you got the powers of attorney, financial power of attorney, the healthcare power of attorney, and they were just
invaluable at certain times.
And you knew enough about the care that you were able to get the people in there. You told me for one weekend they charged you $1,500, and you were glad to have them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they provided good care.
But that flipped my dad out, but good. even though he had the money, that number just freaked him out.
And, oh, sure it does.
And you know, but that was the other thing that I've learned through this year of being with you that I think is significant, is these long-term care programs, there's some really neat hybrid things that you can do that really make all kinds of sense that I would not, you know, at first the whole idea was just seemed way too expensive. But as I realized, you know, some of the ways that you could, you know.
Yeah, which is just taking a hunk of money that's there invested and just moving it from there to an insurance company and purchasing like single premium life insurance that if you never use it, it pays off to your heirs anyhow. So it's just like any other investment. But if you use it for long-term care, it's going to pay for that care essentially out of your own money and then some that you've paid for. And I can tell you, your dad would have looked at it differently, that $1,500, if he was spending the insurance company's money. And this is what I tell a lot of wealthy folks that say, I'm just going to self-insure and I'm going to pay for it. I've sat with a lot of wealthy families that there's plenty of money sitting around, and they are just not going to call that home health care agency or somebody else and start paying them $1,500 for a weekend or $3,000 for a week or, you know, $1,000.
Yeah, but my experience was that the home health care people that came out, physical therapists, people that gave my dad a bath, those people were so much nicer. They were so much more deliberate on trying to help him. There's no comparison as to the level of care that what I experienced when we got home health care. And so that's a big part of why the investment seems to make sense to me, because here's what happens. You feel guilty when you know your parent isn't being taken care of well. So, he's left in this rehab center that Medicare was going to pay for and all that stuff. And every day he was there, I was, you know, deeply concerned that he wasn't getting the care that he would have gotten if he had a home health care and at the same time taken some of that burden off of Tammy, because she was the one that was doing it.
Sure. Well, this we're not talking here about laying flat on your back in a nursing home, okay? I mean, that certainly happens to some people for some period of time, but the vast majority of what these policies are paying for is care, and it's care at home, and the percentage of the care that's delivered at home is going up and up and up and up and up. And you can't do this by yourself. You told the story on an earlier show about, you know, lifting up your dad, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, I was going to, one time he came home, I was just going to get him out of his chair into his bed. And, you know, I'm 6'5", 250 pounds, and at that point in time, I think he was probably down to 150. Oh, my soul. You know, that was no place for not to have a professional, I can tell you.
You know, what we really, people are motivated to put a plan together for long-term care, which includes the power of attorneys. It includes outlining their wishes, whether they want to receive care at home. Or there's some people that really want to go to one of those assisted livings. And we're not talking about a nursing home here. Some of those are pretty nice. And my experience is the people that are there, most of them are well up over 80 years old, and they're generally pretty happy that are there. And the family is too. But again, I'm not wishing that on anybody. If we can sit down with you and help you put a plan together so you can stay home, and then it's just a natural consequence of that to fund the plan. And we do that with insurance. And there's a whole list of options. I mean, we have just about all of them available to us, depending on what your financial circumstance is. Yeah, and today I really don't want to get into those. I mean, I really just want to talk about, I want to impress upon people the need, while you're in your 60s, or if you haven't done it yet and you're in your 70s, to, we still can put together plans for people in their early 80s.
Okay? Or if you're smart enough to do it in your 30s or 40s, you know, you get it while it's good. I mean, you know, we're 50s. I mean, the younger you are, it's like life insurance. The easier this stuff's going to be able to plan for long term and those kind of things. But the other thing that, you know, I really hope you hear, I really, really hope you hear this, that there are people out there. You may not, you know, maybe you want to try your own person, but there's people like Hans that go through this stuff every day of their lives, and they know the ins and outs, and they know what to tell you, how to help you, and to have those, you know, with many counselors, plans succeed. The Bible's full of that. Well, you now know somebody. I mean, if you don't know anybody else, you know Hans, and believe me, I've worked with him enough to know he cares, and his people care. And so that phone call, at least to say, this is what am I experiencing, and what can I do, you know, and what are my resources, because Medicare is very difficult to work with when you're at that level of care.
It wasn't ever designed to pay for long-term care, extended care anyhow. And it doesn't, it pays very little for it. A big part of our practice is aiding people that are about my age or your age, maybe a little younger in their 50s, that are dealing with their parents. We're dealing with people that are on claims or paying for this care and utilizing it, just like your dad and you right now.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's something that really might have been a divine appointment that you heard this radio show, because I am telling you, from somebody who lived this thing for the last 9 months, that to have somebody in your corner to call and knows what this stuff is and how to work through it is huge.
Well, and people are motivated to put a plan together to save their family from the severity of the consequences. Like I said, we can't make those consequences go away, but we can certainly mitigate it, and it's much easier to spend the insurance company's money. If you sit down and try to convince an 88 or 90-year-old wealthy man or woman and their kids, they're wealthy, they got plenty of money to pay for this care, and you just convince them to start spending the kind of money it costs to bring people in, yeah, I can just tell you, it's much easier to convince them to spend the insurance company's money than it is to spend their own money.
Yeah, and it's so much, you know, it helps you feel better about the care that your family's getting. And you know, to think that you're not putting that burden on your wife, you know, and my wife's significantly younger than me, and Hans pointed that out to me. Is it really? I mean, you don't want to put this burden on Tammy. I don't want to.
No, she wants to be there to comfort you, to love you, to take you to the doctor, talk to the doctors herself, deal with the caregivers, do some of the care when they're not there, those kinds of things. She doesn't want to commit her whole life to this and 24/7, or she's going to end up sick too.
Yeah, and picking me up would be no easy thing. Just, well, again, happen. You're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. It's brought to you by Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide. It's cardinalguide.com. If you missed part of this and you went, man, I want to hear about the beginning of this, don't forget, you can just say to your phone, hey, Siri, I want to hear the Finishing Well podcast. The Finishing Well podcast, you can hear it on Alexa or maybe your Google Home, whatever you got. And don't forget the 7 Worries tab there at the website, all kinds of resources, email Hans. It really is an amazing thing that God has had this show for such a time as this in my life, really, Hans.
It's wonderful. And we, both of my books are on Amazon. You can get them on there very inexpensively. You can also go to cardinalguide.com. You can download the chapters for free. You can send me an email. I'll be glad to send the book out. Done that to several listeners.
Let's see if I can say it. The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement.
Well, that's awesome. That's good. Long title.
Yeah. Thanks, Hans.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.